Blog Talk Radio.
Life, wealth, and wellness.
Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor to be your hostess this evening. I get really, really, really excited on Tuesdays because not only do I get the opportunity to present this program to you, I also get to gift you with the absolute most outstanding guests in the world. So it's my pleasure to be able to present this to you. And I'm extremely happy that you chose to listen in tonight as well. So we always do a couple of things before we get started here on Truthful Tuesdays on Life, Love, and Wellness. And the ancestors are hanging out with us on Tuesdays because they know that they're being summoned by me. I ask for their presence because I understand the power of it, and they gladly come because on this show we are liable to have any kind of discussion on here, and so we open up the door to new knowledge for a lot of people on some of the subjects. So, ancestors, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we just love you because you stand for strength and resilience and courage and fortitude and all of that, all of that. So we just pay honor to you tonight, ancestors. Thank you now. Thank you forever. Ashe, ashe. And I want to also go one additional step and anchor us in an affirmative reading that's called I Remember. And this is one of my daily inspirational messages, and you can find it at revsandy.wordpress.com. That's R-E-V-S-A-N-D-Y, revsandy.wordpress.com. And it's called I Remember. Today I remember who I am. I am amazing. I am incredible. I am abundantly gifted. I am prosperous. I am a unique being. I am a glorious spirit seeking to add beauty to all of life. I am filled with love and compassion, forgiveness and harmony, peace and justice, wisdom and understanding, clarity and discernment. I am a child of God. I am free. I am free to fully express who I am. I give myself permission to release the stranglehold of lack and limitation. I am gifted and wise. I am articulate and powerful. I remember. I am amazing. You can sign up for those daily inspirational messages at that revsandy.wordpress.com if you so choose, and it would be a wonderful thing. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called We Are the Power, And I have the honor and the privilege of bringing on my sister, Wanda D. Hollis, also known as the Motivational Queen. And she's got the authors of Volume 2 of Wake Up Winning. You know, that's just a powerful statement right there, Wake Up Winning. And what would happen if that's how you chose to move around in the world? So we're going to have Wanda and her group of authors to join us shortly. But, audience, I wanted to just give you some information here. You're invited to join in the discussion, and our intention is that every voice that wants to be heard is heard. So our call-in number here is 516-531-9819. And you would just press 1 on your dial to let me know you want to speak live on air with us. Now, the microphones on this system are extremely sensitive, so we ask that you mute your phone once your line has been open if you're not speaking, so that the clarity and the high quality of the show is maintained. And you can listen to any of the shows on our rebroadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRodgers. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back on, I'm going to bring the Motivational Queen to the mic and let her come on and just share with you all the knowledge that she has for you on this day. We'll be right back.
Pick
Yes, that was Pick Somebody Up. You know, I think that's Wanda D's theme song in life. The artist on that is Raul Madone. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're welcome to call and chat live on air with us at 516-531-9819. And you would push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. So tonight it is my honor and my privilege, and I'm so excited to have my girl on with me tonight. The name of this show is called We Are the Power, and my sis, Wanda D. Hollis, and she's got the authors of Wake Up Winning, who has Volume 2 that's going to be coming out later this year in December. And we know already, we're affirming that it's already a masterpiece. And their intention is to offer people of color the principles of inspiration and hope to be able to wake up winning. Miss Sis Queen Wanda D, you with me, girl? You're going to have to take your phone off of mute, though.
You know what? I was on mute because the last time I was singing and dancing too much, and you said, calm down.
I know, right? But I knew you was on mute because I'm like, music. I know she there. That's funny.
Yeah. And I was talking. Because you have the best music. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I go by the person's spirit, and that's just you. You remember the first time we met, and we were over at that other radio program, right?
Yeah.
And it was like we just had been knowing each other all our lives, you know, like both of us grinning at each other and stuff. It was just, so to me, that's what you do. You pick people up by that bright smile of yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be on the Life, Love, and Wellness show with the one and only Miss Sandy Rogers. And I'm so excited. I had just texted one of the co-authors, and I said, I got butterflies. I'm nervous.
That's funny. You. Oh, I forgot to tell the audience that Miss Wanda D has a live radio program that she does. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about herself. And we've got several people that's already chimed in, want to be part of this live discussion. So tell us about your project, Wanda, and first tell us a little bit about you, or tell us some about you, and then your project, and then I can start opening up. I believe these will be your authors that are chiming in.
Okay, so great. So I am Wanda D. Hollis. I am the founder and CEO of Walking Through the Storm, which is an empowerment company here in Atlanta, based in Atlanta. I also have another business, which is a real estate. It's called Peak Real Estate and Investment Services. I am a media marketing specialist, I should say. Well, I don't even want to use the term specialist, but what I love media. I love everything about media. I started in media about 10 years ago, and actually out of a fluke, it was because I was in a real estate business, and the market was kind of like turning upside down, so I had to figure out a way how to leverage myself because I didn't want to discount my prices. So what I immediately did was I just added an extra arm to my services, which was media. And at that time, I would bring in businesses, local businesses, and it was then called Wanda D Real Estate and More, and we broadcast it out of the Keller Williams studio. You know what happens when they give you a key? You just come in and go anytime you want to. So
don't tell everybody that.
You know, so I did what I had to do. And from there, you know, it was just a part of connecting more with the community, and I would stream on showing people how whatever the different processes was in the real estate world, and then brought in people that's connected to the to a nonprofit and community, and that was that show. That was like 10 years ago. So fast forward today, I still do media, but on another level, I help people get exposure. I am a certified accountability coach with the John Maxwell team, and I basically help people expand their vision. I give them a little push. I support. So we have several different platforms. We have about three different media platforms. One is the I Am Enough talk show, where your dreams matter. We also have the Winning Evening News, where we report the wins. And I have a podcast that's called Mastermind Experience, which I interview people about just how they're masterminding throughout their processes of life and living and business and relationships. So it's just a lot of fun things going on. Grew up in Detroit with a very strong family and was a part of a business community there, and have some children, some grandchildren, just loving on life. And I love, love, love what I do. So at my core, I just want to see everybody win, win, and win, and win, and win big, and never stop winning. So that's me. And second point to this project, man, I'm so excited about this project, Queen, because, you know, we did volume two in, I mean, excuse me, volume one in 2018. It was a success. But something just kind of clicked in my spirit, along with a very special person, Piasha. She was a part of the first book, and she was like nudging me, like, "Come on, Queen, we got to do volume. You know, we got to do another one. We got to do another one." So, you know, I was like, "Okay, well, you're gonna be the project manager," and she was like, "What?" So yeah, that's you know. So we're just making it happen. And man, it is so, I am super excited. I'm more excited this time, probably because I'm at a different place in my life than I was the first time. So I'm going to shut up and let you, you know, ask me some questions, because I'll just keep talking.
But see, that's that enthusiasm that I'm talking about. That's just how you roll in life. So I just want to ask you one question for clarification. So are you on the radio or on media, like, every day of the week?
Well, we're on a couple times a week. So starting Monday, the goal is to do every day. We have a show that we do on Wednesday, which is called the Winning Evening News Wednesday. And then we have a show on Friday, which is Financial Fitness Friday. That's guaranteed. And then we do our Sunday show on the I Am Enough talk show, but that's not every Sunday. So for the most part, I am on most every day, because inside of the Wake Up Winning for Entrepreneurs, I use that just spreading some tips and inspiration and coaching and tips like that. So that, yeah. So basically, yeah, we're on every day. I'm on every day.
Yeah. All right, you guys. So you know where to go to. Now she's on Facebook, Wanda D. Hollis. You're under Wake Up Winning as well, right? Don't you have a page?
Right.
And I Am Enough. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we're on there, you know, and basically, you know, we're everywhere trying to our level best to make an impact and inspire other people. And especially during this time, I remember when we first hit COVID, Queen, in March.
Yes.
I myself and some other coaches, we got together and we were doing something called Coaches Cafe, and we were like, you know, it was ridiculous, just the amount of energy that we poured out. So, you know, and then the country started opening up a little bit, so people went back to what they normally do. But this is my normal. You know, so
right.
It's what I, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's so cool about it. You know, like you didn't have to change. You just had to keep on rolling the way that you always been rolling. So how you want to do it? You want to bring on your authors and let them talk about
oh my goodness,
what they're
yes,
doing,
yes, yes,
or
Yes, bring on. All right. You know what? This is not about me. This is about them and the energy that they bring to the table, and I'm so excited. And more offers are still coming in. So, you know, this is our first interview.
Ah, cool. So let me, so how do you select your authors? That may be something somebody want to know.
Well, I had actually, you know, a lot of different ways. I mean, somebody asked the question of how many authors are you looking for. I'm letting people be led to the project by spirit. So I asked some people, or I just said, hey, I'm doing this, and they say, yes, I'm interested. So certain people I did go and kind of tap on the shoulder and say, hey, I'm doing this, are you interested? But this project has so many layers to it, so there's new authors on here, there's seasoned authors, you know, there's authors that was in the first book that's on here. So it gives you a blend, and then there's still people coming onto the project. Mm. But I don't really select anybody. I let the project select. But I do have people that I kind of push because I'm like, I know you need to open up and tell the story. But yeah, for the most part, I just let it evolve organically.
Yep, let it be what it be. All right, so this first caller is 770-895. You want to give us your name, tell us who you are, what your contributions to this project be, I guess. Is that how it goes, Wanda? They have a certain topic, or?
Well, we can't let you in on all of the secrets.
Okay, all right. So, look, I'm going to follow Miss Hollis there. So, 770-895, give us your name and whatever you would like to share with us. How about that?
Yeah.
You got to take yourself off of mute.
I did the same thing. I got it. Candy Zeon. Hi, Miss Candy.
Hey, Candy Zeon.
Hi, Miss Wanda. How's it going?
Hey, Queen.
Hey. Well, I am Candy Zeon, author and life coach and CEO founder of Change in Seasons Life Coaching, where I help single moms strengthen their faith, family, and finances. And I am just coming on this project just hopefully to help somebody just love through it, learn from it, and live after it.
Love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, love it. Yes, ma'am. I'm still just excited and empowered by Miss Wanda gave a word today, and she said that your time has an assignment. And I've just been pondering on that thing, your time has an assignment. And so at first I was thinking about just the time of day because I'm a bit of a recovering procrastinator. So the time of day, so I got my planner out. Then I started thinking about my time here on earth. You know, they said the two greatest days of your life is the day you're born and the day you discover your purpose. So I said, I need to make sure that I'm living on purpose, my time here on earth. Then I started thinking about seasonally, the time that I spend in each season. What am I learning from it? How am I loving through it? And how am I living after it? I soon be an empty nester. I'm about to turn the page. So that's another seasonal time. Did I take advantage of all that time that I had with my children? What did I learn from that experience? And how I plan on transitioning to this next season? So I just wanted to share that straight from Ms. Wanda, hot off the press. Your time has an assignment. Hope that blessed somebody.
Yeah,
well, it blessed me. I appreciate it. That was nice. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to bring on the next caller. And you guys remember to watch your background noise. The mics are very sensitive. So this next caller is 404-593. You want to give us your name and what you came to share with us tonight?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, yes, ma'am.
Yes. Hello, my name is Demetria Winters, and I'm a veteran nurse and entrepreneur with Black Butterfly Queens Life Coaching. As far as my part of the puzzle when it comes to this project, I come in saying that, you know, the time is now for us to stand up and start looking at our mental health challenges and not be ashamed to reach out and ask for help in the Black community, because we're out here suffering, and it's worse considering things that are going on with our struggles with violence towards our community, within our community, and the pandemic, and just life in general. It's so hard for us. For Black Butterfly Queens, that is actually my, also have a support group for it, and it's for Black women to kind of face their emotional and mental health, and also to promote positive images for us. And I believe that you have the trust that your transformation will lead you to your purpose.
Okay. So
I'm very happy.
How has the work that you do, how has it been received by the audience that you intend for it to serve?
So far, I've actually had a lot of positive feedback.
Okay.
I've already announced to within the group Black Butterfly Queens and some other groups that I'm a part of, Black Consciousness Coalition, and also, I'm a part of a emerging company, Shine Bright Vision Services, for domestic workers. And people are ready. They're ready to, you know, look to self-reflect and start doing better at self-care. And I think that's one of the things that we bring to the table with this project.
Okay.
We recognize that we've been lacking when it came to taking care of ourselves and going along our journeys. And so we're at a point where we're ready to share how we push through, and that they can do it too.
Yeah. Because I know that sometimes, I won't say all the time, but sometimes we are reluctant. And I know that's true for me as well, because I too have had some mental health issues. It's been a number of years back, but still, it was hard for me to deal with it, you know, because, and I think especially for women, you know, we're grown or raised and groomed to be the strong, you know, stone people. That strong and stone, you know, just like nothing bothers us, you know. And so to admit or to even entertain the subject of having some issues with balancing everything out can be kind of hard for people to accept. So
right. And so yes, we are magical.
Yeah.
Yes, we do show so much tenacity and perseverance, but we're still human. We're fallible, and we need to refuel just like everybody else.
Correct. Correct. Well, good work. I appreciate that, Black Butterfly Queens. I like the name as well. So let me bring on the next caller, and then we're going to have a group discussion. 301-659. You want to give us your name and whatever you would like to share in the conversation.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Sandy. This is, can you hear me?
I can, yes, ma'am.
Yes. Hello, Miss Sandy. And hello, Miss Wanda. Miss Queen, how are you doing?
Wonderful. I was muted. I'm doing great.
Wow. I'm just at pretty much everybody done said everything, but my name
is. No, but you haven't told us your name.
My name is L. Michelle Jewell. I am a author, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur consultant. And I'm also co-host of the L. Michelle Show. And
okay.
One of the things that I'm listening to everybody talking and finding that we really all do have so much in common. One of the things that I'm going to be contributing to the book, and I think which is a missing factor, is that so many people that I've talked to, want to become entrepreneurs, want to become just everything, but don't have the right direction. And what I've been doing is talking to a lot of folks that listen to, one of the questions was, who are your dream killers? And when people get that question, they don't realize your mother, your father, your sister, brother, friends, family. But at the end of the day, it's us because we hear it so much. What I do is just really talk to people and let them talk about their dreams and their vision, because a lot of times that's all they want to do is be heard. And I find that within the Black community, and then really in all different ethnic groups, it's the same common denominator. Their voices aren't being heard. And that's one of my platforms, is that you have a voice and it needs to be heard, because I was silent on numerous things. And so what I do is just tap into whatever business that you're in. I just let them talk, and they'd be surprised they answer their own questions.
Right.
And they have it so locked in. I just help them to find that key that's been hidden for so long. And it's funny how Juan and I got together. We were on other projects, but was in the same circle. And I'm still trying to figure out how we connected, but I think because I asked a question, and then just one thing led to another, and now I'm on this project, and it makes sense. Because we all are winners. We just need to have that person, a group, accountability partner, just to scrape off that layer, and in between, how to have a diamond, a coal, and once you polish it and knock off that soot, there's a diamond. We're that diamond, but we're winners. We don't see it because there's so much, gook, and so much mess, and this thrown at you and that thrown at you. You start to believe it. And within a lot of my clients and people, like I said, they just want to talk. And then I just give you tips and nuggets and just run with it, and you take your business to the next level.
Because you've given them permission to be and to do what it is they say they want to be and do.
Exactly, because they've been so long told that they can't. That they shouldn't. Oh, you're not good enough. You're not this. And then, for me, I believed it. It took me almost 50 years. I'm 52, but it took me 49 to find out that I've been around it all my life. Now let me go and step into it. And there's no turning back.
Right.
And you have to believe in yourself. And that's the main thing. Not enough people are believing, because you're around people that don't believe in themselves. And you put yourself around like-minded people, but are they the right-minded people that you need to be around?
Yeah. Excellent viewpoint. Excellent. So do you cater to just females, or is your client base a mixture of people? Or
My client base is mixed. You'd be surprised just how many. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, I know your services are valuable. They would have to be because of the points that you made are so real and so true. You know, we're conditioned from, I think, the time that we can walk and talk and start moving around, you know, like your hands are constantly being hit, you know, stop, don't touch that,
yeah.
Stop, don't touch that, you know. So, and it just, you know, you apply that to everything that you're going to do, and after a while you just be like, well, what the heck, I can't do it, so I'm not going to even try. So to give people a voice is extremely important.
Oh,
so
yes, ma'am. And it's even
doing.
When I said in your business, you know, you're so conditioned. Get up, go to work. What time you go to lunch? What time I go to the bathroom? Do this, do that. You never really get to show them your full potential because they have a set plan. And
yes.
Once that key is unlocked, next thing you know, I resign or I just took your position. So it's just a matter of just unlocking the mind. How they say a mind is a terrible thing to waste? Well, let's
yeah.
Stop wasting it and show them how to unlock the key.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a whole lot of years more than you, but I remember, and I don't know why this even came up, but what you just said kind of jogged it for me. For my very first job, I was 18, 19 years old. No, it wasn't my very first. My very first corporate job was working for Pacific Bell in California, and I was an operator. This was probably before, I don't know if you would know, but anyway, back in the day, you know, you didn't have a little cell phone to call people. You called on a rotary phone from out of your house, and there was no Google. You had to use a telephone book in order to look somebody's number up, and then there were directory assistant operators, and that's what I was. And I remember it was this huge room, and back in the day, there were strict dress codes, you know, so you couldn't wear pants, even though nobody from the public could see us because we were in this closed-in building. But anyway, make a long story short, you couldn't go to the bathroom if this little light over the door was on. So regardless of how bad you needed to go and relieve yourself, you could not go with that light on. And that was like the hardest thing for me to adjust to. I'm like, how can you know when I got to go? You know, but the conditioning
you're
that
so
we
right.
go through and – you know, so a lot of times we don't understand how those things affect us in the long run, but that was another one of those, don't touch that. Don't do that. You can't
exactly.
do that.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah. And thank you for that memory because it's been a long time since
you.
I thought about the light being on.
Oh, no, but I remember the tour to C&P, and I saw that was down in the basement, so that just draws a memory. I remember hearing those same phrases of that. But I just tell people I'm allergic to cubicles. I'm allergic to what time, you know, that control. But so people are so used to it, they don't ever see. You know how they say you got you in a room, they don't ever see that light or the silver line, that light. They're so
mm-hmm.
used to it, and they're just so conditioned that they don't think they can ever do anything else. And
right.
one thing I hope that we get from the book is like a – it's like a relief. They see it. We don't get to quit your job
yeah.
right away, but we want you to see the possibilities, what's going to happen so that you can free yourself, you know. And so many people tell, oh, you're going to be a millionaire here and there. No, it's hard work, but we're going to show you. Like you say, we can't give it all to you, but we're just going to show you, to me, simple tips and techniques to how to set yourself free and believe in yourself. So everybody get ready. Miss Wanda done unleashed the lions, the gate is open.
All right, dear.
I'm just ready for the ride.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I could tell it. I hear it in your voice, so I'm excited with you. So, you know, it's like the elephant that they tied a little string around the leg, and it stays, you know, connected to that. And so it know it can only go so far. And then once
mm-hmm.
that elephant's conditioned, you can, you know, take the rope off and do whatever. But the elephant is not going to go any further than what it's been
mm-hmm.
trained. And I think that's
what you're talking about, you know. So, you know, thank you. Yeah, well, cool. Let me bring on our next
call.
Area code 706-888. Would you give us your name and your addition to this conversation we got going?
Hi, this is Tiasha Janae.
Hey, Tiasha Janae.
Hey. It is so awesome to be on here today with you guys. I'm excited to be here. I am a part of the Wake Up Winning. I was on the first project, as Wanda mentioned earlier, and I was so ecstatic to be a part of that. And Wanda tells an awesome story about how that happened. I don't know if she wants me to tell it or if she wants to tell it, but when I tell you, just being a part of what she has going on is so amazing. And we are looking for more collaborators. As she mentioned, I am the project manager of the project. And just to, you know, tell you a little bit about who I am also a radio personality. I am a coach. I go by the Total Package Coach, where I help people find balance in their life. And I like to start with the end in mind. So we teach people the truth about what we were taught to believe about building legacies and living victoriously. I'm also an author, as I mentioned before, with the first project. And being a part of this second project has really, we've been waiting for for this. Like Wanda said before, I was like, when are we going to do the next one? When are we going to do the next one? Yes, because this project, when I tell you, it has helped so many people. We did the first project 2 years ago.
Okay.
And helping. Hold on 1 second for me. Whoever is not speaking, please mute your phone because we're hearing conversations on your end, and we want to hear the speaker that's in front of us right now, Ms. Janae. Thank you. All right, Ms. Taisha.
All right. So being a part of that first project, which launched September of 2018, was an eye-opener for me because I was going through some financial hardships and different things like that. And God had been talking to me about writing a book and becoming an author. And I kept telling him, no, I don't know how to write a book. But, you know, anybody telling God no, he going to tell you why you can. And so he brought Wanda to me by way of Facebook. And I'm not sure how I saw her video or who I was connected to that was connected to Wanda. But when she posted that the she was looking for co-authors and that she needed maybe I think two people left. And I was like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get this money? I got to be a part of this project. What drew me to the project was her, like you said, her smile is always mm-hmm. so bright, so inviting. And you just want to connect. You just want to hug. You just want to just be a part of it. And so being that I couldn't see her and I said, can you hold my spot? She's like, queen, it don't work like that. That is not how it works. And I showed her a picture of a $100 bill in which I borrowed from my dad, God bless the dead, that he had given me the book, and he was like, I want my money back, okay? And so I gave him that and so much more in this project that, you know, just taking a picture of that $100 bill was like, yes, I think I can do it. And I sent it to Wanda. She's like, really, queen? I can't cash that. This is a picture. You still have it. So I said, I have to figure out how I'm going to get this $100 to her because God said I needed to write this book. And that wasn't the particular book that he had for me to write. But I kept telling him how I didn't know how. And so Wanda and her team showed me how to get this job done. And if she had told me then that I would be her project manager for the second book project, I would have told her that was a story. And then being connected with her with the I Am Enough talk show,
That was so amazing. What an awesome experience. And if somebody had told me, I would have been on a radio show or be a radio personality or be a TV co-host with Wanda as one of the women in business for those 6 beautiful, glorious months, I would have told them they were a lie because I didn't see that for me. And so being a part of these projects with her have definitely uplifted my spirit, have helped me build confidence in myself and knowing who I am and whose I am, and knowing that our ancestors, even though they have passed on, that they are giving us more life being on the other side than they were here.
Yes.
And
yes,
that
ma'am.
Was just a blessing. Oh, yeah. And
that's
so
awesome.
Now with this project, yes. And with this project right here, being able to connect with other brothers and sisters that are thinking that they can't make it or thinking that they don't know how to get through this uncertain times that we have right now is definitely what we were looking at when we were coming up with this project and how we wanted to formulate it so that we can reach out to those that are lost. Again, based on this uncertain times, you got people committing suicide. You have people that are scared. You have people that are afraid of what tomorrow's going to bring. They may not know how they're going to make it or what they're going to do. And so our job with this project is to let them know if we can do it, even now, in the midst of, they can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're willing to help them. So a lot of people are on the project are coaches and authors and motivational speakers and in the ministerial realm, and we're just wanting to serve, you know, and be a servant to them. And so this is where I'm very excited to be a part of it and see where it's going to take us into the new year and how many people we can help in that process.
That's awesome. So tell me about this stretch that you've had to make to be the project manager for Volume 2.
Oh, my goodness. again, just knowing that before that I didn't even see myself, one, writing a book. And, you know, again, when I tell you, you tell God no, he going to tell you yes, and let me show you. And so having someone believe in you more than you believe in yourself, or they believe in you just enough until you start to believe in yourself, that's something that I can say Wanda has instilled in me. She has mentored me. She has helped to build this confidence in me and saying, Queen, do you not know your worth? You know, things like that has really inspired me, and she's probably listening like, you didn't tell me all that, but, you know, we talk every day, and I don't really tell her everything about how I'm feeling, and she's like, Queen, you could have told me that, but I just, you know, I really am very inspired by her, and she has really done so much for me, and then even knowing, you know, where I was 2 years ago to where I am now, I believe that God always set us up for something greater. And so with the first project being where I was connecting with people that I didn't know, I was instilling my money in somebody's hand, and it wasn't even my money. You know, we was robbing Peter to pay Paul to be a part of something greater and didn't know how great it was going to be. Or what it was gonna, you know, what it was gonna entail, and then
right.
to be where I am right now, it's just a blessing from God that He placed people at the right time in my life to show me just what I can do, because I didn't believe
cool.
in myself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, awesome. We'll continue with you in a moment. Let's bring on this next caller. 313-510. You want to tell us your name and share what you have to say with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Miss Sandy Rogers and everyone else and Wanda. I am Deborah Bell.
Hey, Deborah.
I am calling from Michigan. Hi. I am a lot of things. First, I am a woman of faith, a true believer, overcomer. I have the privilege of the advantage, the privilege of knowing Wanda for 25 years. And yes, she is truly a motivational person in all avenues of her life. I'm one of the newbies, so I was the one that was just chosen to come on this platform. And I believe that, you know, our rent is to serve. Our rent on earth is to serve and serve God's people and serve it with love and with unconditional love. I worked for the state of Michigan for 30 years, and I used to always say, what is my passion? What is it to do in this world? And I began serving seniors. So because I had so many years in the state, I decided to retire, and I started my own business, Angels on Assignment. And with that, I take care of seniors. I support them. In their own homes, just spend time with them. I learn from them, and they learn from me. I am a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, and I want to be the light and the inspiration I can to this world, to all of them, men, women, children, to all people. So I get up every day and I ask God, what is my plan for you today, plan that he has for me? And in that plan, my goal is just to, you know, unfortunately with masks, we can't smile like we like to. So I try to do it really hard so my eyes can kind of squish it, just to let people know that there is hope, you know. Just let allow that beacon of light to shine through me and allow people that there is hope and you are loved and I do care for you. So my mission for this project is to, I really don't have a concrete reason other than the fact that every day I write out things as I think. And more importantly, just to know that whatever I do is going to motivate, whether they're young or old, male or female, single, married, just to motivate that next person, because we all have a story. And in my story, you know, someone can be, you know, motivated by that story. And that's my reason to be spiritually, emotionally, mentally connected to my fellow man, because I believe everyone is somebody. And that's my reason.
That's beautiful. Whew, that was, yeah, I felt you, Deborah, on that. And appreciate you being a part of this project and sharing the knowledge and the wisdom that you have to share. So that's really, you just kind of took the words out of my mouth right there, because not that I haven't felt it with the other authors that are a part of the team, but yours was just a little bit deeper, and maybe that's from the wisdom, you know, the sage wisdom that you're sharing with us. You helped me to select this record that I want to, this, I don't know if we still call them records, but this musical piece, I want to play it right quick, and then when we come back, audience, I'm going to open up the, if you have anything you would like to ask anyone of the group, or just, you know, a question in general, but I do want to play the song right quick, and we'll be right back, you guys. Thank you for being with us here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show.
another day, waking me up and moving me on my way. I
talk to God in the morning time.
Talk to God, yeah.
Let me know the sun gon' shine.
Let me know the sun gon' shine.
Talk to God in the morning time.
That was a song by my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, and it's called Talk to God. And like I said, Deborah, you just kind of reminded me of that, of the words to that song as you were telling us about why and how you move around in the universe. So thank you so much. And you guys, you
thank
can
you.
Support my nephew. You can get his music at www.akking.com, anthonyakking.com. My apologies there. And Talk to God was the name of that. So, all right. Now, audience, if you would like to be a part of the discussion, if you have a question that you would like to ask, you need clarity on anything, our number here is 516-531-9819, and you would just push 1 on the dial to let us know you want to speak live with us here on air. Otherwise, I'm going to take it back to the motivational queen, Ms. Wanda D. You still with us?
You know I am.
Ms. Sandy, can I say one thing before she speaks, Ms. Sandy?
You know I am.
Sure. Sure.
Ms. Sandy, it's one thing I want to say since I've been connected with Ms. Wanda. When you hear somebody call you queen or you hear somebody call you king, it erases everything that maybe somebody has said. And I really had kind of like a rough week. When I hear her say queen, I don't know if anybody else can agree, can get, you know, I second that, third that. When somebody calls you queen.
Yes, second that.
It just takes you to, like, where you know you're supposed to be. And I ain't going to lie, but I got that tear about to fall. It just does something to know that you, one, you're in the right place.
Yes.
At the right time. And then you play that song, and we are the king's kid. So
yes.
When you hear the word queen, I love when she says that. And Ms. Juan, I want to thank you for just being obedient, so humble, probably way before your time. And people, if they don't understand, they will understand. But just thank you for using that word queen and saying it to edify us, that we can say it back to you. And it's no game. It's no, I'm going to be quiet, but just thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you.
Just thank you for being so transparent. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
To let your voice be heard, that's beautiful. We don't do enough of that. There's always room to do more of that. I'll say it like that. So thank you for stepping up to the mic and sharing from a deep place in your heart. That was beautiful, beautifully said. Whew. Showing some love to you.
You better not be crying.
Why? Why are you going to tell somebody they can't cry?
We
got another caller. See there? See? 770317. You want to give us your name and whatever you want to give to us is beautiful.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Jacqueline Arnold. I was actually invited by Demetria Winner. Hi. I just want to say that tonight has been very empowering, and I'm very, very excited to learn more about the authors of the book. And I'll definitely be making a purchase of the book from Demetria Winner. And tonight was absolutely fabulous, just listening to the stories and being able to relate. So, yes, I just want to say it was a pleasure listening to the radio show and listening to all the authors tonight. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Was there anyone in particular that you resonated with, or was it like the words from each one of the speakers?
Well, I resonated with all of them, but one that really stood out to me is Demetria Winners in regards to mental health, because, you know, with the COVID-19, I'm owner of Shine Bright Vision Services, where we help domestic workers, nannies, housekeepers, and home health care workers. They share a lot of the stories of being, as far as mental health, being a lot of anxiety when going into people's homes and working, not knowing if they've been exposed. And so, you know, they have a lot of challenges when it comes to mental health and issues of not being able to talk to others in a safe space. So definitely Demetria Winners, it definitely a subject and a conversation that needs to be talked about.
Well, thank you. I agree with you totally. That mental health thing, you know, we really try and shy away from it. Like it has no place, and because we don't talk about it, you know, it's always been one of those where something ain't right with Uncle Bubba, you know, instead of just, you know, bringing it straight out to the forefront and talking about it, and giving it the same dignity as we give anything else, any other type of challenge that we may be facing. I remember I've heard a mental health professional lots of years ago. He said that it bothers him that people don't come forth that really need it, because it's like if you had a broken arm, you would know because you know you got it in a cast or a sling or something like that. Mental health you can't see, and because of that, you know, so many people don't honor it or recognize it or acknowledge they have something going on. So I appreciate what you said, and I appreciate
correct.
The work
and
that
the tag along.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to piggyback off what you just said, this is Demetria, and my cousin said something about another subject that kind of speaks to the point for me for this. Mental health disabilities or challenges are the, it's like they're the biggest known secret, right? And the more we ignore it, though, it's like that raisin in the sun. It's just going to explode, you know. We wait and wait and wait until we can't take it anymore. And instead of going ahead and, you know, acknowledging, our families have to stop, you know, saying that you know what you're doing and you're doing things on purpose because they think that people are doing things consciously and really is subconscious, and there's also a proven biological link to mental health issues. So
I agree.
And if I could piggyback, that reminds me of something like with my father. He way, way back in the 70s, he was way beyond his time of doing, you know, radio, his own commercials. But because he was way beyond his time, back then people would label you as crazy or mental.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was never addressed, they want to throw you straight into the mental hospital. I'm from the D.C. area. I live here in Charlotte. But they want to throw you right in instead of listening to somebody talk. You'd be surprised. And then now that my dad's passed in 2012, my cousins will talk, you know, your dad said that. I remember him, and it happened. It wasn't that he was crazy, but you got a lot of people that are way beyond the time. Like, yes,
yeah,
there are mental issue things, but if we don't listen and stop shutting people up, that's where it escalates to a bigger problem than what it is. Sometimes I always tell some people, just shut up and let me finish. Or shut up, just be quiet. Some people just, they don't want you to solve it. They don't want, you know, all it. They just want to talk, and you'd be surprised that they answer their own thing. And I wish that people would take, when they talk about mental health, a lot of times it's like a 50-50. Yes, it is. And sometimes they've been so silent for so long,
mm-hmm,
that when you release them, they'd be like, oh, you know, my time is up. No, I got more to talk about, you know. I got more time.
Right, right.
Allow people to talk, and you'd be surprised that the answer is already inside of them, but they've been so shut up for so long, it's blocked it. And
mm-hmm,
I'd be happy when people decide that there's different levels of mental health. And we don't always have to put everybody on Ritalin or a special medication. You're not reaching them. They're just way before their time, and you're just not ready to accept that they're before their time and don't know how to handle it. So I think that's an issue that's always been underneath the table. Now that it's coming to light, now you don't know what to do with everybody. You just don't know
well,
what to do. So
too,
I know.
The thing, too, is that especially for people of color, African-American specifically, it's addressing the PTSD that no one
mm-hmm
wants to acknowledge exists within our community, and the powers that were put such a stigma on that, you know, for people to say that, you know, the stress was a lot, you know, to be stripped of your natural heritage
mm-hmm
and given a foreign
mm-hmm
language, and not being able to practice and participate in what's normal and natural for you sent people into a tailspin. And it's been
mm-hmm
however many hundreds of years later before we really get to really talk about it, you know, and acknowledge that it happened and say, okay, so we can't go back and change it, but how do we deal with it now? And so I know that my mother and father, my dad is 100 now, and for
ooh
him or that generation, it's like, don't talk about it, you know, and if you don't
uh-huh
talk about it, then it didn't exist. So those are some of the cultural things that must be addressed, and I know it will be in your work, because we've got to know that just because, like with your dad, you know, like he was before his time, but why do we have to immediately go into a negative mindset, or, you know, have a negative opinion about what he brought to the table, you know? I think everybody that does not go along with the mainstream are the ones that are not brainwashed by this by this society. That is true. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and one thing with me and my half-sister, he went into manic depression after all of that, and then my sister went into it. And when I started being around certain mentors, I said, that's what it was. He didn't have the right mentors to keep him on the right path. And
right,
I hear,
right.
You're going to be just like your father. No, I'm going to be better than daddy. I'm going to do what he did, but I got great mentors and transformation, you know, life transformation coaches that put everything together. That said, daddy had that. I'm telling you, that guess where we would be at. And you're right, they want to keep it secret, and then when we start to say, you know what, I want to write a book, don't you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself, how about I've been doing it all my life by keeping it a secret, and look how many people are affected, but guess what, it's my life. If you don't like it, so what, I'm setting myself free, and I hope I can set somebody else free. So I know with this book, it's going to be so many people set free in so many levels that it's just going to be unbelievable. And I appreciate your show, Miss Sandy, Wanda, your show, your show, my show. You know, it's setting people free. And I don't even know, we already know how effective by when we go on Facebook or who's watching or who's, you know, what little word we could be saying, that's what I needed to hear. And now they done changed just by one word.
Indeed.
And
I say,
by one touch of God. We just don't know. So thank you, Wanda, for allowing me to be on this project and doing, you know, what I know that I'm supposed to be doing the right way and making a difference. So, Ms. Sandy, thank you for allowing us to be on your show. And you keep on doing what you're doing. May God continue to bless you. Well, like I tell everybody, whatever higher power is listening, we're here. We ain't going nowhere. We're just going to make a difference.
That's right. Now, it's my honor, you know, because I know that there's too many things that as a community of people, and I'm not just talking about a particular group, but as a world community, we shy away from talking truth to one another, and we only go by what we hear, the TV or the radio or somebody else. You know, that's what we repeat as the truth. And we never, and I'm not sure which one of you guys has said it, but we never get to that place where we're talking our truth, you know, like what's deep in the, inside of us. And that's the place where we should be sharing from. I, for one, I'm not a news person. I haven't watched the news since back in the late 80s. And I got my reasons for it, but it's hard to have a conversation with a lot of people because they want to tell you, they want to regurgitate what they saw on the evening news or the morning news. And I'm like, I don't look at the news. Can we talk about something else? And people are just dumbfounded I'm sorry, whoever it was talking about listen to the person's authentic self. That's important, but we're never given the privilege. We're never given the permission to talk from that place, from your gut, you know, from your intuition, from your heart, from that place of who you are. And so I appreciate your team for doing this volume two of Wake Up Winning. The title just always puts a smile on my face. You know, like we have choices when we wake up. You know, we can wake up and be pissed off at the world. We can wake up not wanting to move out to bed because we feel like we didn't sleep enough or whatever. But to wake up winning, I mean, come on, you got to smile when you say it.
Absolutely. Right, and then volume two, you see the piece where it says losing is not an option. That is so powerful.
Yes, yes.
Right, right. You know, and Sandy, you said something when you talked about like the news and the narrative of the news, you know, and I was speaking the other day and I said, well, you know, I thank God that I have several different tribes. You know, you're part of my holistic tribe. I tell people, you know, if you want to get your, you know, get your health going right, go talk to Miss Sandy Rogers because she will definitely get you inspired. And when we think about the position that we have as free people, it's a choice when we choose to inspire others. You know, so this project was just it's a opportunity for us to just touch so many lives with whatever our own personal narrative is, you know. So we're bringing the information in this format as well as in the books as well as the talks that these individuals will do either collectively or as individually. So we can change what we hear every day. You know, I live in a bubble too. I don't even turn the TV on, and I'm very selective about what I read. You know, the processes that I go through is to, because we have to have some type of defensive dealing with this world, and choosing to be around like-minded people, choosing to be around positive people. You know, in the way that we inspire one another, the way that we pick each other up. So I'm excited. I'm sitting back here just in awe because of the people that have joined us today. These aren't all of the co-authors, but definitely these ladies here today are very, very powerful. When Deborah was speaking, you know, Deborah's my hold my feet to the fire. She keeps me grounded. You heard that calmness. You know, I'm all hyped up all over the place, and she just comes in with this calm, gentle spirit. And anytime I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I know certain people to call to get me out of those situations. And that's what this book represents. Is it's going to be the kind of like the manual of a pick-me-up, you know, of encouragement. Along with the co-authors, there's also going to be interviews of people that aren't necessarily co-authors, but just people that I want to help inspire people. So some people refer to it as a movement, but it's who we are. You know, it's who we are. And then to say that, one reason it started turning into this black, you know, we are people that our blackness, we seem to want to put that on hold, or we seem to want to blend in with everybody else. And I really want us to stand out. I want our culture to stand out, because everything came from us, you know. And it's time, and that's why I used to turn kings and queens, because I feel like it's my duty to remind people of that. See, it was time in my life that I didn't say that as much as I do now. Now, yeah, I say it now. Now I raise my grandkids, and when I come over, they're like queens, and I'm calling them queens and kings. And, you know, just to hear the word come out of their mouth is just so refreshing, because that's who we are.
Exactly. And you teach it to them young like that, and then it's not a shock or, you know, something that they giggle at when somebody says it to them, you know, or deny it as being their truth. So, yeah.
Right.
I would like to just say I'm glad to be on this platform. I'm not an author, a co-author, but I'm glad to be invited to this platform to hear different views and different, views of everybody, knowing that we all fighting for the same cause or moving toward the same cause for helping the African-American community, and that we can all collaborate and learn more from each other. So I'm just excited to hear all the different views from different authors on the book.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you're here because we're going to touch on a lot of stuff in this book. It's going to touch on foods and, you know, and just our mental clarity that we need to establish, our some health issues that we kind of want to sweep them under the rug. We're going to deal, and there's going to be a lot of resources, and that's another thing is giving your, I think it was Candy talked about, shared the talk that I had earlier was, you know, giving your time an assignment, but you have to give everything in your life an assignment. You know, you have to give your money an assignment. You have to give your energy an assignment. So, and when you say wake up winning, it's a very, very, very deliberate act. You know, when 2017, when I did the first, started working on the first book, actually 2018, but it was, I was at a very critical time in my life. You know, I had to do this this project because of the transition that my mom and my grandmother and my grandfather had made. So this project also, the second one, is even a greater representation of my ancestors and, you know, and their parents, because we are a powerful family, you know, and I think most families are. Sometimes we just don't even realize it. So I'm hoping to give our ancestors great homage and understand that we appreciate them because we are them, you know?
Right.
We are them.
Right.
We really are. This is Demetria again. I actually delve into genealogy, and one of the things that I found that was amazing was there were different places and different things in my life that seemed like it was repeating itself from what I found out about the people before me. There were places like, say for instance, my son. I'm an Army veteran, as I said before. I actually got activated for the first Desert Storm. I delivered him in Hinesville, Georgia, in Liberty County. I did not know that I had Gullah Geechee heritage, and that's the area that my aunt, that bloodline comes from, that area.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
They really are very important to us, and people don't realize, and they think it's the past, and it has nothing to do with what's going on now, and that's not true. The strength of our ancestors pulling from it is so important.
Ancestors, guys, because, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier, Sandy, this is Tiasha Janae. As I mentioned earlier, you know, Wanda did that first project because of, you know, the ancestors and, you know, how she really, you know, people thought that the project was just about us, but it was really helping her get through a hard time in her life. And I remember I said before we took the break that every, you know, God does things to make it as a setup. And so it didn't dawn on me until we started this project that I was like, Queen, everything that you were going through with the loss of your three ancestors with that first book project, and now we're doing the second book project after my dad passes away. And watching her through that first project and how strong and how powerful she was, it was almost like, you know, pre-motivating me for something I didn't even know was going to happen for me. And so I'm so excited again to be a part
of it, and I wanted to make that known to Wanda because, you know, I'm not sure if we really kind of elaborated on that, but everything, every step that you made on that first project, Wanda, every down to the every detail of your actions really was there and helped guide other people over a transition, whether it was a new author, which I was, or whether it was, you know, setting us up for a situation like what I'm in right now with the loss of my loved one. But I watched you that whole project, and you may have known, you may not have known, but people are watching us. And the more that we do and the things that we say, you got to be careful what you say and how you say it because, again, everybody is watching you. And they're going to be able to call you and say, hey, you remember you said you did X, Y, Z? Or do you remember that you said, you know? And so you got to be mindful and make sure that everything that is said out of your mouth, it goes into their ear gates, they're going to remember. So you want to be sure that you're walking in that heritage. You're walking in that king and queendom or kingdom and queendom life because it belongs to us and we're ready to take on the world. So I just want to end here and say, guys, thank you again for the opportunity to be here, Ms. Sandy. Thank you, Wanda, for saying yes to this part two, volume two project. Let's go run it up. And all the collaborators, I look forward to your story. I can't wait to read them. I know they're powerful and impactful. And to all the collaborators to come, all the readers that are going to read it, I pray to God that it really gives, you know, justice to what Wanda is trying to put out there because, and I'm not going to say trying, what she's putting out there because this right here is going to touch so many lives, Wanda. And like you said, that movement, this is a movement. And I'm willing to take this movement as far as you're willing to go, and I'm right here with you.
I'm right here with you, too. And listen, if I could
that's a project manager right there, man.
Exactly. And some more.
And look, we're down to 2 minutes. This 90 minutes have gone by so quickly. So, Wanda, I would like close us out in whatever way that you would like to do so. And thank you, one and all. So, we had L. Michelle, Demetra, Taisha Janae, and if I'm messing up your name, I'm so sorry. Candy Zion, Deborah Bell, and Jacqueline. I believe I got everybody's name. And you are a wonderful group of individual, and it's been my honor to host you tonight. So thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So I'm turning it over to you, Miss Wanda D. Queen.
Well, I mean, can she talk?
You know what? All I want to say is to all your listeners, shout out to Anthony, a.k.a. King. Tell him that I am a true warrior. He will know what we're talking about.
Yes.
And just to say thank you, Queen, so much for having us. Thank you to all of our amazing co-authors that are here tonight and those that couldn't make it and those that are not yet on the project but will be. It sounds like Miss Jackie might want to join us. I don't know. I'm just saying. But I'll leave that out here. and just to let everybody know that, you know, like we are definitely a serious group of individuals rooting for your win. We want to take our magic, all of our superpowers, and put them together and just be this unstoppable force. So I know that that God has us, our angels has us, our ancestors, you know, everything that you can imagine good, I want you to see coming out of this Wake Up Winning, because losing is not an option, you know. So to wake up winning every day, no matter what, is a decision that you make to push through anything that's that's preventing you to do so, to shake off anything or to pull up on anything you need to make it a beautiful day, do it. And you do it by the people that you talk to, the projects that you connect to, and what you look and hear and eat every day. It matters and makes a difference. So give your life an assignment. Give your life an assignment to stand up and stand out. I am wanting to be the motivational queen. And I'm loving on all of y'all, and it's nothing to do about it.
Yes, that's for each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us tonight. And you guys have shown out, and I know that people are going to show up to support you in this upcoming Volume 2 of Wake Up Winning. And we look forward, and maybe we can get you back on before December, and we can have a part two of this conversation. How about that?
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
All right. Let's make it happen. I love you guys.
We can do that.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.